Blog Talk Radio.
Comment on other women's way that they act and how they dress. Like, yo, how's she gonna say that she got a man? She looking and dressing and acting the way that she does. She out there looking like she looking for a man, not like she has a man. And you may hear men say the same thing. Then again, I've heard both genders say the opposite or take a more liberal approach. Like, well, you know, if that's okay with them, then it should be okay with everybody else. So we're going to take a look at it and get a little personal with it. Let's get a little personal with it. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun752. And this is your daily go get a mission show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the And if you can't say Omar with the well, then you just say Omar with the art. It is the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should. I hope that y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Y'all have to excuse me. All week, I've had some sinus congestion going on. You know, I nearly escaped the Rona. You know, the Rona is always right at your back. You know, right in front of you, side to side, back and forth, over and under, in and out. You know, so if I sound a little nasally tonight, you know, Please just bear with me. What's going on, Stacey White? What's going on? Thanks for coming through tonight. And Carol Chamberlain, my favorita, always great to see you, without no doubt. And T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly right into your site. And hey, Robin Ming, my big sis, doing the thing, something like a queen for a king. And Job Biggs, what's going on, kid? It's good to see how you live. You came on through, and I'm really glad you did. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, Max and chill. And let's get this thing started. So what y'all think? What are your initial thoughts? When you saw the title of the show, what did you think? What kind of shit is on? What's son doing? What's he trying to do? Are we getting hot buttonish tonight? Are we getting hot buttonish tonight? Well, we might be. It all depends. I'm going to tell you straight up and down. When a man and a woman are in a committed relationship, I do think that out of respect that a woman should look and act in a way that it may still attract other men, but it shouldn't be outright casting a line out there like she trying to go get something. That's me. If you're going to be single, be all the way single. You know, put yourself out there like, look, I'm single. I'm looking for something. If something comes along that I like, I'm jumping on it. Other than that, I'm out here freestyling. I ain't write down no lyrics. I'm out here freestyling. So the words will come to me as I think of them. Other than that, you know, we also have to consider the many ways that couples get together in the first place. So what might be appropriate in one culture may be totally different in another culture. I don't think it's a secret that there seems to be a big difference between, let's say, American culture, the way that we dress, the way we look, not just the language and our vernacular and things like that, but the way that we conduct ourselves in, as far as male and female relations are concerned. There are big differences that you can definitely point to. And when you go to the Caribbean, and I don't care whether you go to the English Caribbean or the Spanish Caribbean, you see a difference between the way that men and women act towards each other, the way that they conduct themselves in a romantic relationship, whether they are married or whether they are in a committed relationship on the heterosexual side of things. So when you go to Jamaica, when you go to the Bahamas or a place like that, and you go to Trinidad, whatever. When you go to one of the islands, you're going to see women out there. They might have a boyfriend, but they letting it all hang out. You can say because it's warm down there. Well, you know, they don't have no choice. Oh, they got choices. Because Florida is hot, too. So is Alabama. So is Mississippi. So is Louisiana. So is Texas. So is California. People there don't wear shorts every day, and they don't wear halter tops every day, and they don't show skin everywhere they go. They pick and choose. And it's not even just the way that you dress, but there's an attitude that comes along with what you the way that you dress. So speaking of the Caribbean, you might say the same thing for the way that some women conduct themselves down south. Now, you know, you can talk about Southern hospitality and how accommodating people from the South, some people from the South may be. And then you might say that, yeah, if you from up north, you go down south and chick down there, easy pickings, whether they have a man or not. They do a lot of wife swapping down south. Whether they do or not, that may be the perception of people from up north when they go down south, because it's a little different. They're a little different. Definitely different from the Caribbean. So whereas we may feel like, well, you know, when I don't care how fat your girl ass or is or how big her titties are, she gonna try her best to not really hide the ass and titties, but just to let you know that they cover for a reason. Like you can see that they're too big to hide. They ain't going nowhere. But I'm not out here trying to accentuate them for these cats out here. I already got what I want. My man is at home. I'm happy with him. Everything is good. Love is love and all of that. So I'm not going to be here. You know what I mean? I ain't going to be here online, you know, selfieing it up every day, you know, going right to my cleavage. I'm not going to be here, you know, you know how they do. You know how the girls on the internet. Yeah, let me get this ass shot. Let me get this ass shot. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all see it every day. Y'all see it every day. And I see it every day too. And I'm thinking like, all of these chicks on here ain't single. All of them ain't single. And I'm wondering like, damn. Well, I wonder what they man thinks about that. Now, every man is different. You would think that generally every man wants his woman to be all for himself, and he doesn't want to tolerate her casting her line out or leaving the door open for other men to feel like they have a spot in the crib. But that's not my business. But the only reason I can speak on it as if it is my business is because it's online. It's out there for everybody to see, including me. So what do we do? Or what are we doing? What are we doing? Is there a certain way that a man, I'm sorry, is there a certain, because we might have to get into that too. Is there a certain way that a woman should conduct herself and dress when she's out there in the world in relation to other men when she has a man of her own? What do y'all think? We can get into this. If y'all want to call into the show, the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. This is the Daily Go Get It. Make sure you press number one, and that will let me know that you would like to speak. And then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. You can rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing. All right. So what do y'all think? Let me see what y'all talking about out there. Let me see. OTK Wright says, my initial thought is right at the top of the comments. Let me see what that was. This has the potential of being a loaded subject. Oh, okay. All right. Okay, TK Wright says, unless he and the woman are visiting family or church. I'm home. Okay, she also says, these days I find that a lot of men 30 and under subscribe to the same ideas as Jamaican men. I never thought that I would see the day, shaking my head. Okay. All right. Stacey Mike says, it don't matter, Omar. They are still disrespectful. Okay. Now, T. Carrie Wright, I believe that what you're saying, or correct me if I'm wrong, Jamaican men don't seem to mind their chicks, you know, kind of letting it be all out there. Ass out, titties out. I mean, to me, I don't know. I'd be like, y'all sure y'all go together? But then I've known other Jamaican men, they wasn't having none of that shit. You know, Jamaican men are jealous as shit. The ones that are, they jealous as shit. And, you know, I don't mean to be stereotypical towards my Caribbean brothers, but Jamaican men, you know, the ones that are violent, they ain't slow with it. They will reach out and touch. Jamaican women understand. It is what it is. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Jamaican niggas will reach out and touch. Like, look. they let their position be known. And that's whether they have a whole fleet of women. They want to make sure that their woman is staying at home. She in the box. So, but yeah, these young cats out here are sort of mimicking what Carrie was talking about. I've seen it, but it didn't just start there. But I'll tell you what I blame. I blame the stripper culture out here. Everybody is a fucking stripper now. And everybody, and when I say everybody loosely, but you understand what I'm saying. Young, old, middle age, whatever. Everybody is afraid of slut shaming. Everybody's a super liberal now. You can't say nothing bad about nobody. So I'm like, y'all know me. I don't give a fuck. I mean, like, look. I like me a little hoe in my woman. I don't like it out of my woman. You understand? There's a time and a place for the hoe. And I know the exact time and place for it. And it ain't outside that door. Don't no man want a hoe for the world? He want a hoe for himself. Mine. I mean, this ain't hard. This concept mad easy. It's crazy easy. I mean, there shouldn't be any struggle here. Surely, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Surely, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, ma? I see that we have a caller on the line. Caller with the last number 7605. We're going to bring them on right now, you know, when my switchboard approves this transaction. You know what I'm saying? Get a little funny. All right. Okay, caller. Welcome to the Daily Go Get 'Emism Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this evening?
Hey, how are you?
I'm feeling like a real man should, you know. Just here feeling like a real man
should. Uh-huh, So there was a comment that I had put up there that said that Jamaican men like their women to be sexy. As a matter of fact, they like their women to be super sexy, but they don't want you. They're still territorial at the same time. They are very jealous and they're very territorial. So they want you to look really, really good so that everybody wants you, but they don't want other men to be up on you. And you already know how I know that. So like those are my people. So, and then I just noticed that there's this whole culture now where the young men, so they want, you know, they like you said, the whole stripper thing. The girls aren't strippers, but they out there looking like strippers. You know, and then it makes me think about the South, about that song, you know, My Chick Bad by Ludacris. And he's talking about how good, you know, how sexy his girl is. And he's boasting about how his whole crew wants to, you know, fuck his girl. And that's like that's supposed to be like this great compliment. And he's putting it in the song. Like, yay, everybody wants to do my girl. You know, I don't know. It's the mindset of people 30 and under these days is something else. But I personally think that that we women, if you're in a relationship, I don't think that we should stop being sexy. But it should be like classy sexy. You know, there's a way to do it without like putting yourself out there. I have this one cousin. She's like completely married, like married for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look on her Facebook, oh my gosh. Yeah, her Facebook does not look like she's married, and it's that she's been married for 20 years, 20-something years. Mm. I think it's almost 20 years. Doesn't look like it. And I think that's disrespectful.
Yeah. I see it every day. I see it every day on these Facebook stories. I'm like, I don't see how you can defend this shit. And that's whether you are scantily clad, dressed or not. If you out there, you know, accentuating your ass or your titties or whatever, you know, you are directly pointing the camera and the attention towards your physical parts. Like, there's no real defending that. Like, you know what you're doing. That you are
yes,
the
there producer. There is a defense for it. Some people can't help that, you know, they have full bosoms and nice round fatties. Like, they can't.
You can choose how you point the camera. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just like fat girls, you know, just take strictly headshots. They know how to hold the camera. Yeah. You know, the beautiful thing about these digital cameras is you get to do it over. You get to do it as many times as necessary until you get the exact shot you want. And so they're getting the exact shot they want. You know? So what I mean by there's no defense for it, I mean there's no defense in the opinions that other people are going to draw from what you've done. Because it's obvious.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't somebody else's portrayal of you. These are pictures that you're taking. And you had the foresight to post them. Like, it's not like you went online, you're like, what the hell? I was at this party the other day. You've probably been to functions where people told you, no, listen, don't take my pictures. I don't want my pictures online. I ain't supposed to be here anyway. I'm supposed to be at work. You know, I've been in situations like that. So when we're talking about this topic dealing with whether you have a man or not. See, what you do when you're single is one thing, because there's a way to do that inappropriately as well. But I think when you have a man, when you're in a committed relationship, especially when you're in a marriage, it's like, yo, well, where's the respect level? Where are the boundaries? Have you clearly set them? Like, where's your communication level about what's right and what's wrong and what's acceptable and what's unacceptable, what's appropriate and what's inappropriate? You know, if y'all never had that conversation, but you decide to just pretty much go rogue, like, since you're not telling me that I can do it, I mean that I can't do it, then that means that I can, and now we have to define the reason that you want to do it. Like, what's your motivation? What are we doing? What are we doing? So, you know, I'm not gonna sit up here today and act like people don't know what they're doing. Like I was saying on the show, if a chick is very voluptuous or whatever, if she got the bang and the boom, she ain't gonna be able to hide that, but she can always cover that. I know too many who don't take the steps to cover nothing. They like nah. We going to hang.
Okay. Well, and then what you need to be prepared for is, are people who will say, well, why does she have to hide it? And, you know, if you met me, this is not me, but, you know, if you met me all crazy sexy, why do I have to downplay that now? You know, and then I've also heard, well, you're not my father, you're my man. So, you know, it's this, you know, you're not the boss of me. Like, they want the benefits of being in a relationship, but not the responsibility of being in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a large part of the problem.
Well, I'm very prepared for that conversation. And my thing is, if your stance is you're not the boss of me, you're my man, not my father, then we're already not together. Like, because that's not a conversation that should happen down the line. That's pretty much a conversation that should have happened before. If y'all already in a committed relationship, but y'all haven't already established these boundaries, y'all haven't established what's acceptable and unacceptable as far as the way you conduct yourself, the way that you dress, what you're showing the world out there, how you're presenting yourself and your relationship, well then, I mean, that's that couple's business. But I know for me personally, it would be like, oh, because ain't no woman has ever had to say that to me. Like, you're not my man. I mean, you're not my father. You know, you just my. Because I don't tell my women how to dress. I've never done it. I mean, ever. I mean, more than likely, they get on me like, come on, I'm asking you how to. Look, you know what the fuck to do? I'm not a woman. I don't know how to dress a woman. I just know what the fuck you better not do. And you do, too. That's why you asking me. You know what I mean? Never once have they pointed to some old crazy shit. Like, I've been thinking about wearing this. Like, unless they was playing around. Like, yeah. You know, I ask them. I mean, it's an understood thing. So, in my opinion, when you're dealing with a man that you really don't respect, then you're going to push those boundaries. Or if you're not getting the attention that you seek, so just like a child, you're going to act out in order to get that attention.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, that automatically puts you in the realm of inappropriate. But you already know this is not even what you really want to do. But you looking at it like, well, shit, he ain't paying me no mind, but he paid these other bitches a lot of mind, so maybe he'll pay me some mind now.
Well, sometimes it is what they want to do. Oh, I'm sorry, there was a delay. Sorry.
It is what they want to do. Well, no, go ahead.
I was saying sometimes it is what they want to do, but unfortunately, whatever, you know, their man might truly be in awe of their beauty, but that's not enough. And I know for that cousin that I mentioned earlier, that's her deal. Like, it's not enough. She still needs more. And so, you know, her man could give her all the compliments, all that other, you know, all that good stuff, and she'll still dress that way because she's looking for more attention. It's not even that her man's not paying attention to her. Could really be, you know, doing whatever he's supposed to do, bigging her up. You know what I mean? And it's still not going to be enough. So she'll keep dressing that way because she gets high off of the response that she gets from other men, which lets me further know that she has no business in a relationship. But, you know, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, well, you said what I was winding up to say. Like, okay, so she's not really in a relationship. She got a placeholder. But
some people just like to say they are in one.
Some people just like what?
Which like is that? To be able to say that they're in a relationship.
Oh, okay. All right, that's cool. All right, hold on a second. We have another caller on the line. Caller with the last numbers 2192. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Mission Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this evening?
Shalom, brother. Shalom. Shalom. Shalom to the other young lady that's on the panel.
What'd you say?
I said shalom to the other young lady that's on the panel as well.
Oh, without a doubt.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I like the topic tonight. I want to share my little opinion on it. It's crazy because just like I'm gonna go at the angles, the only angles that I'm good at. At point now, but it's crazy that it's crazy because everything has been lost through the times of the way of life and the way I don't want to keep. I'm trying to go around saying slavery because that's what I'm good at pointing out all the time, because that's what changed a lot of us. You know what I'm saying? That's what changed a lot of things. And I can tell because of some culture, like how you said before, like it's a culture thing too as well, because we can go as in, like how you said, the strippers, you know what I'm saying? Like here in America, we're very flamboyant. We're very out. We're very, they like to have their women, especially like it depends on what version of the world you're living in. If you live in that hot life in the streets, you know what I'm saying? Your woman is going to reflect that, you know what I'm saying? A lot of men be looking at your women, or you know, you might allow your women to see multiple people. But see, in different cultures, even in Africa, say for instance the Arabs or whatnot, how they have their women wrapped up all the time. Their women, you can't really, when you see these women come out, they be some of the most beautiful women you ever seen, because you never get to see really nothing too much more than their eyes, you know what I'm saying? And some mm-hmm. women, even in America, if you try to do this to some women, they're gonna be like, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna be like, what kind of weirdo are you trying to hide me from the world? Who are you? Like, you get what I'm saying? But it's a different outlook on things. Even in Africa, they got some tribes that still, the black women, you ain't supposed to show your hair unless you're married. Like, if you're not married, you ain't supposed to show your hair. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to have your head wrapped up, you know, type. So over here is some Edomites, I don't like calling them white people no more, some Edomites, how they don't have their women with dresses or skirts above their ankles. You know what I'm saying? So it's been, a lot of things have been watered down through the times, and you can see it seemed like the people who came in contact with what people had going on, either they take what they like and what they didn't like from it and then change it up to benefit their own. So everybody got a point in it. You know what I'm saying? Like you can go from – it just depends on how you want to see it. Like some people, they might fight too hard and be like, hey, if my woman ain't attracting other men, why am I with her? You know what I'm saying? But then again, some men may be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yes, I understand this is how you attracted me, but it's not for everybody. You get what I'm saying? So it's kind of a needle and nail type thing. You know, some people might take it a different way. That's all I'm saying. Some people, like, I just feel like things have been watered down and others might look at it different.
Okay. So, okay. Before we go to the next caller, because we got another caller on the line, what about you personally? Like, what's acceptable for you when you're in a relationship with a woman? What's acceptable for you and her? What's the agreement that you find acceptable between you and her about the way that she would dress and the way that she would conduct herself around other men? Because you can't be around your woman 24/7 to make sure that she's protected against the advances of other men. You know, she came into this world without you, and she's going to have to navigate herself through this world even after she's with you. So what does she need to do that's acceptable to represent the union that you and her have when she's out there in the world separated from you?
I'm kind of glad you asked me that, because it's kind of the reason why I bring up the African culture as well, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I'm not saying everything that they do over there is right or totally right.
Forget about all that. You know what I mean?
I'm going into the reason why I like it. You know what I'm saying? It's because, okay, like, I see it like this. It depends on what you do beforehand. It's not, just like you said, she's not going to be, it's just like you said, I'm not going to be around here 24/7. She came in this world by herself just as well as me. You know what I'm saying? And it's like the golden rule. What you doing when nobody's looking? You know what I'm saying? It don't matter what she's doing when she's around me. It's what she's doing when she's not around me. Now, what I'm saying is it depends on what you was doing before me. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you saying, oh, I attracted you like this, woo-woo, then yeah, it's kind of true. Like why should I expect anything else different? But yeah, but then that goes against people can change, because I know firsthand people can change, because nothing stays the same forever, you know? But I'm saying, like, if I attract, like you get what I'm saying? If you come a certain way, and the reason why I bring up the African culture is because they don't let their women show their hair or whatnot. It's because it's before you marry. After you marry, you don't have to wrap up. It's not like the Arabs, where they have you wrapped up no matter what. If you a wife or not, they have you wrapped up if you're going outside the house. You know what I'm saying? Now, the African culture, some tribes, they have your hair wrapped up until you get married. Once you get married, you don't have to be wrapped up. You know what I'm saying? But it's all that you're doing before the prep. It's how you're making your man feel before you get with him. See, this is what I'm saying. Marriage has been watered down. You know what I'm saying? Like, before marriage, you got to have the relationship. You know what I'm saying? And it got all ties in together. You know what I'm saying? Like, women nowadays, they don't make their men feel special. They don't make their men feel like, oh, this is absolutely for me. Like this is like, you know what I'm saying? How women were supposed to be prepped back in the day. They're not getting prepped the same for a man or a husband. You know what I'm saying? So it's different, you know? Like you said, a lot of women nowadays, even 17 on up, you know, starting to get into strip clubs. Strip clubs for women are, and I heard this on Facebook not too long ago, strip clubs for women are like the army for men, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, you know, it's a lot has changed, but not to say that we need to stay with the change, you know?
Okay. So did you answer the question, though?
Yeah. Just how it depends on the prep before, the things that you do before you give me. That's the reason why, that's how I look. Like, I know it doesn't matter. Like, that's how I'm saying. Like, it just depends on what she was doing before to up until that point of us getting together or us being one or being married, being in a relationship, whatever. It's what you did before. You can't come looking like a stripper and then you get what I'm saying? And really me expecting that to change off back, you know what I'm saying? Like I can't see myself being with a woman that can go give what you feel like, what I feel like should be solely mine to every other man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna go too far, but yeah, I just like it depends on what you do up until that point. Like, it's not what we're doing now. It's up until that point of meeting me, what you do.
Okay. So if she was out there, for example, acting like a little hoe, looking like a little hoe, would she be able to get with you in the first place?
Now, I ain't get with me, like, mess around?
No. I'm talking about being a girl. Yeah, this is, you have a man. The title of the show is, dressing and acting appropriately when you have a man. How are you messing around with somebody? That's the difference. I mean, if me,
yeah,
and you just
saying. If I'm talking to a stripper, I can't expect the stripper to not just be out here talking to other niggas or expecting even if strippers belong to people too. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like they just out here, but Yeah, that's just a, and they
what
just
I'm
say,
asking you.
I'm gonna get off the strippers, but
hold on, my brother. Let me get you focused, because I'm not asking you about nobody else or nothing else. I'm asking about you. If the chick is a stripper, are you going to wife a stripper? That's what I'm asking. I'm not asking. Let's say hypothetically you wound up with a... No, I'm asking you, is she a stripper? Do she have a chance with you?
You're trying to go there.
I mean, that's the question. Yes or no? I'm going to tell you straight up.
I don't got no problems with no strippers, man. Like,
okay, well, then that's that. All right. Okay, that's that.
No, I couldn't. Like, I ain't gonna say I couldn't, man. Like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna be real with you. I'm gonna be real. I ain't gonna. Nah, fuck that. Nah. Ah, shit. I'm gonna be real with you, bro.
I've been with strippers before. That's why I couldn't be with a stripper. I know what that life is about. And there's no way that I can put on my horse shade and just forget about what I know that she's going to do every night. Like, no. Like, no, that's the life you're living. That's the life you're living. You can't be my girl. Like, I never went with a stripper, but I've been with a stripper. You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah, I could be with a stripper.
I don't think I can marry. Let's put it like this. I don't think I can settle down and give my all to somebody who's been giving their all to everybody else. I don't think I can do that.
That's what I'm saying. Like that. But some men can. Some men can. Or they think they can in the beginning, and then it gets real tight for them later on, and that's when the fight starts. But even if you are a stripper, just like if I married let's say I married, and y'all gonna have to excuse
but
me.
But I don't believe. Hey, but I wanna correct this real quick. I don't believe in marriage. I don't really believe in marriage.
What I was gonna say was, first of all, pardon me for what I'm about to say because it makes me a little sick at the stomach. But let's say I married or I started dating a police officer, a cop chick, right? A lowly, disgusting, police officer, right? I don't expect her to be coming to the crib, trying to act like a cop with me. And I don't expect her to be in a uniform all the time either. So if I expect her to drop her cop commanding respect demeanor when she's dealing with me, why wouldn't I expect my stripper girlfriend to stop acting like she gotta shake her ass and show her ass all the time when she ain't at work? Look, what I do for a living, I don't go over people's cribs and start cleaning their shit and, demanding that they dust. I don't do that shit. You understand? so you can separate. You can separate, and I don't think that the expectation that you should separate should be all that hard. Hold on, y'all. We got another caller on the line. Caller with the last number is 8658. Welcome to the Daily Go Getimism Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this evening? Are you there?
I'm here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're muting
a comment, and it sort of goes around what you were saying. Most men, if you look at most men, when they go out to clubs or bars, whatever, they're looking at women, and yeah, they look at women, and they might say, damn, she look good. I'm really wearing that skirt, or she wearing them pants, or them pants wearing her, yada, yada, yada. And that's all well and good for a man to see that in the street. But when a man comes home to his wife, his woman, his girlfriend, whatever, his significant other, he doesn't expect, he knows what he sees in the street, how he reacts. He doesn't want the same thing for her. He wants her to be respected. Does that make sense?
Well, you know why it makes a lot of sense to me? Because if I know that my woman won't represent me in the streets, guess what? I won't be able to protect her in the streets either.
I do this thing with my husband where I may pull out, say, a dress or something, and I feel like it's a little tight, and I'll go to him and say, is this too tight? He'll be like, yeah. But it's just a thing that I think men, it's a natural thing with men, that they will look at women like that, but that's not the type of woman that they want in their life, most men, I'm going to say it that way. You know, they want their women to be respectable. Yeah, if you want to run around the house naked or your bra and your panties and stuff like that with your man, that's all good, all well and good. But he don't want you outside looking like that because what he sees in the house is his.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want anybody else to see or even make the effort to try to attempt to try to touch it.
Right.
Now,
right.
That's my opinion. I don't know.
If you can't respect your woman, you can't protect your woman. I mean,
exactly.
It's not that hard. It's not that hard. It's a two-way street. I know the title doesn't suggest it, but the same way as if a man has a woman or a wife, he out there casting his line. He all in these chicks' inboxes all the time. He you see him on every other pretty girl's page or whatever. You know, he giving out good morning, hey sweetheart, and beautiful shout outs every morning and all this. So he's doing the internet dating thing. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely casting his line out there. That's not appropriate. You know what I mean? He's sending dick pics and inboxes and text messages and all of that. It's not appropriate. So this woman is running around here talking about that's my man and he would never disrespect and blah 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 and the rest of the world looking at her like, yo, that's our man, that's the world's man, that ain't your
right.
man, that ain't
exactly.
your man. You don't see the way your man act, your man out there,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Your man been fishing all day. He should put a sign
yeah,
on his car, going fishing.
Yeah, it's true because I just know from being raised around men, you know, that what they see in the street is not what they want at home because they don't want theirs outside. They don't want somebody leering at their woman outside the same way they leer at other people's, you know,
right.
in the street. You know, this is really, and the same thing for a man. You're right. The same thing for a man. I wouldn't want my husband outside in the street, you know, willy-nilly doing strange stuff because that would be a problem for me.
Yeah, it's going to come back to you.
Exactly.
It is. Either somebody's going to tell you what's going on or you're going to see it like, hold on now. Wait a minute. That's not just a light compliment or sincere compliment that you gave to that woman. You flirting. And I'm right here, like
right.
you making me look like a dummy. You know what I mean? Like we swingers or something. No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. And if your man has a problem with the way that you feel about the way he's making you feel and look to other people, then yeah, there needs to be more conversation or a separation. As simple as that, because that's not going to go nowhere. You know, you can't, you can call it being controlling or possessive or whatever you want to call it, but when it all comes down to it, you want somebody that's going to be there for you. The same way that if you need your dreams and aspirations or whatever to be supported, you need somebody that's going to sincerely support that and help you stay motivated. Not somebody that's going to either put you down or make you feel stupid about what you think, what you feel, what you want. What you're going for, so it's not going to work. Now, that's
you know,
not
it comes down to respect too.
Mm-hmm.
It comes down to respect too. It comes down to respect. Everybody uses that word. I want to be respected, but if you don't put yourself out there in a way to be respected, you can't expect to get respect.
Right. Right. So all of this, you know. I was dressing like this when you met me. Like, yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem because I don't know. If I go buy a car, that car was the way I bought it when I bought it. It doesn't mean that I might not upgrade it. It doesn't mean that I might not change it. It doesn't mean that I might not paint it, put rims on it, tint the windows, throw on some fog lights. Put a new system. It doesn't mean that it's going to stay the exact way that I found it. You understand what I'm saying? Even though I bought it. So when it comes to human beings, we change automatically, whether and involuntarily, whether we want to or not. But as soon as one of us starts talking about the change for the benefit of the group, then it's like, oh, no, you know, you trying to control me, you trying to do this, trying to do that. Like, well, listen, the question is, do you care about the way I feel or don't you? Because if you don't care about the way I feel about what you are doing and the way that you're making me feel about our situation, well, we got a bigger problem here. Somebody better turn their sound down there. But it's cool. But yeah, so, you know, I don't think that there's anything wrong. Listen, I've been around women that were very pretty, had very nice bodies and all that kind of stuff. And when they were with a man, they let everybody know, like, listen, you know, I understand that maybe me and you used to mess around before, or, you know, that we're attracted to each other. We might even be secret crushes or whatever, but I am involved with somebody and understand that and respect that, and everything will be okay. But once you cross that line, we're going to have a problem, because I represent my man, and even though we haven't been together for a long time, I'm giving this a hell of a shot, and we doing this. Now, maybe when me and him break down, maybe, you know, we can entertain, you know, what we secretly wanted with each other, but not right now. So you don't like it, that's one thing, but I'm not going to be out here flirting with you and teasing you and making myself seem like I'm available to you or anybody else when I've already been taken off the shelf. I got taken off the shelf because I wanted to be, not because I didn't have nothing better to do. So, you know, that's how I'm looking at it. So but it is different for different people. Like I said, you know, there are people out here who deal in swinging and wife swapping, and you have men out there who go out there and seek other men for their women to have sex with and all that kind of shit. You know what I mean? Listen, I can't. There's no accounting for the freakiness that's out here. But for you and your woman, I think that y'all should have those clear boundaries outlined when y'all get together. And if that's a situation that you are afraid to have with somebody and fear that they won't get with you in the first place, then you already in the wrong place. And I have seen situations where a woman was afraid to chastise her man about the way she felt about his dealings for fear that he was going to leave her because she was she was more in love with him than he was with her. But she was aware of that situation. She was aware that she was more in love than he was and that she was being abused because of it. Shit, life can be dirty sometimes. But that has a lot to do with the choices that we make. Didn't nobody force you into that situation? He ain't put a gun to your head and say, we're going to be together. And even if he did.
Yeah, that's true.
He would have kept the gun to your head in order to... All right, we got to get out of here. Listen, I appreciate y'all calling in. I really do. And, you know, I know that we still had a little bit left on this subject, but, you know, maybe another time. I want y'all to have a great night, though. Really great.
Good night.
All right. And we say peace. All right, let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. Audience, January 20th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are special. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. My cuz, my mellow, my man, my cuz from Milwaukee, he's more like a brother to me. We've been down since age zero. And that's my cousin Rennie, a.k.a. Go-Getter Emmanuel Gaines. Emmanuel Gaines all up in the house. By the way, this is the first this is the first day of Aquarius. So, you know, it's going to be a whole lot of hooting and hollering and craziness. And I think I just got a crazy Aquarius off the line. Thank God, you know, because you know how they get. But anyway, it's going to be foolishness for the next month or so. Nah, good people on the low. Not all of them. You know. But we're gonna read off a list of them starting today. And like I said, my brother Emmanuel Games is first, and Brittany Candy Robinson turning 32 years old today, and Ia Johnson turning 42 years old today, and Gwen McIntyre, no relation, but what up, cuz, turning 49 years old today, and Tierra Gandy turning 34 years old today, and Joan Pendergrass, happy birthday to you, and Inez Murdoch turning 39 years old today, and Shanique McLean turning 31 years old today, and Erica Harrison turning 51 years old today, and Stephanie Wooten turning 50 years old today, and Nice Pretty turning 34 years old today, and Tyrone Williams turning 52 years old today, and Ann Coley, happy birthday to you, and last but not least, Margaret Ann Becca Waite turning 58 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of you. And anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious January 20th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. And check this out, repeat game. A man and a woman get together, and the expectation is that they will live happily ever after. But that's in a storybook, and life is not a storybook. And life doesn't come with those types of endings, but they come with a whole lot of middles. And in the middles, from the beginning of your union to the end of your union, is very, very long. It's the biggest part. Now, what do you fill the part of the middle up with in your relationship? I don't think that there's anything wrong with a woman conducting herself and dressing in a way that lets the world know that she's off the market. Of course, that may just be an opinion of mine. It may be one that's not held by many. But if I feel this way and other women feel this way also, there's probably some validity to it. Not to say that there is any validity to those who say, as the caller said, you ain't my father, you're my man, you're not my father. Okay. So you don't represent your father either. Okay. You got daddy issues. I need tissue for this type of violence setting, and we getting away from the topic. I'm saying this is more than microscopic, it's large, and I'm in charge, and I'm trying to tell you that this doesn't make me feel good, and I really think it should. So the thing that I think that we need to change, I think we need to go back in with your brains, the things that set up, the things we got together for, and if we can't do better, no, and if we can't, anyway, we'll be back tomorrow night, Friday. We'll be back tomorrow night, Friday. It's going to be all right. It's going to be a stone gas, honey. So we'll be back with some fly shit. I want y'all to have a good night. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. So Blog Talk, let me get you on up out of here. Well, holler back and say peace.